April 5th, 1986. A bombing at a disco in what's then West Berlin kills an American soldier and a Turkish woman. The U.S. retaliates more than a week later with an air raid on Libya, narrowly missing its leader, Muammar Gaddafi. 1964.
Old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
General Douglas MacArthur dies in Washington at age 84. MacArthur led U.S. forces in the Pacific during World War II and the Korean War, also overseeing the occupation of Japan. 1856. Booker T. Washington, the African-American educator who founded the Tuskegee Institute, is born in Franklin County, Virginia. 1972. Reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes dies at age 72 while being flown from Acapulco, Mexico to Houston to seek medical treatment. 1984.
Three goes in. A Skyhawk.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar becomes the highest scoring player in NBA history, a record which he holds to this day. And 2006.
Sometimes I think change is a good thing.
Katie Couric says she's leaving NBC's Today Show to become anchor of the CBS Evening News. She's the first woman hired to be the solo anchor of a network evening newscast. Today in history, April 5th, Mike Gracia, The Associated Press.